What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cuño, so again, he's going to be doing the Dolphins sidelines for the preseason on CBS4. Do we know, we were talking about this with a couple of guys, a couple of analysts, are the Dolphins one of the great unknowns this season where they could just as easy be a playoff team as they could just as easy be the cellar dwellers in their own division? Like, do we know, do we have any idea going into the season what they're going to be?
Okay, so this is kind of the way I look, like when I talk about a floor with the Dolphins, the way I look at it is what we saw last year with Tua in there and Tua out. So the combination of that was 8 wins. So I think, in my mind, you start at about just Tua being there is going to, like for an entire season, you can put your floor somewhere right around 7 or 8 wins. So that to me, and then what happens next, whether they could figure out the offense, obviously the offensive line, there's going to be some changes there. That's where I go. So that's why I don't see this team being a bad football team. Like I'm not like, I don't think they're like a 4-win team. I'm just not going to buy that. I think they're more, it's more like, are you going to get 8-9 Miami Dolphins or is it going to, or is the ceiling going to be a little higher from there? That's where I kind of put their baseline. Cause they are getting a lot of, look, Minka Fitzpatrick being back there at safety is certainly going to help, but the defensive line is going to look a lot better this year. Not so many injuries coming into the season. So I just don't see them as one of these, you know, polarizing teams in terms of the number of wins.
And Mike, you bring up the O-line, and I'm with you, you know, Armstead retiring and bringing in young guys. I can't say his name. I'm not going to try the second round pick. But my biggest question is cornerback. Like, if I'm another team going into a game and it's Cater, Kohu, and Storm Duck, I'm not running the ball very much. Is that the biggest concern, or is it another position?
No, I mean, no, you're right. It is. It is the biggest question mark. We'll see if they can find a veteran sometime between now and then, maybe even trade for one. But that's why I think that, you know, having Sheeler there and Chop and Jalen and Bradley, having that unit healthy and getting to the quarterback, to me, that's going to help so much. And you really, you know, I think we kind of forget the, you know, what Bradley Chubb was adding. The year, you know, he was healthy when it was him, Sealer, Jalen for most of the year before he got hurt. Like, he was an 11-sack guy. He was either first or second in the team in tackles for a loss that year, too. Like, that was a lot of production you lost with Bradley Chubb and Jalen being out. So that obviously would help. That would help on the back end with those corners in terms of time to throw, obviously. But you still need some dependable guys. So they do have to figure that out. That is the biggest question mark going into camp. There will be camp battles, and we'll see if they can find someone maybe on the market that they can plug and play immediately.
Hey, what about offensively? What's the identity going to be in your mind, Cuño? Is it going to be in 2023 – because I know we've done, and the Dolphins have been talking about, they're trying to change you know, the culture inside the locker room, and they're trying to be a tougher team, and they can say what they want to say, but when they start playing games, are they going to try to really be a more run first team, or is this just going to end up being the track meet that we saw in 2023? Because hey, Tyreek should be healthy, Waddle should be healthy, and hopefully Tua's healthy for 17.
So that is my number one question going into this year, is what the offensive identity will be. Because look, last year they even told us, like, and you know, Mike McDaniel said at times, like, even Tyreek was saying, hey, we need to be a little bit more balanced on offense in terms of the way we attack teams. To me, if you have two of the fastest guys in the NFL on the outside, use two of the fastest guys in the NFL on the outside. And then, you know, what Devon Achane can give you out of the backfield in terms of, you don't know whether he's going to run the ball or be a pass catcher, and we know all the motion and stuff they do. If you can figure that out, that part of the offense out again, like you did in 2023, I'd much rather see them go that way, because sometimes using that threat to set up the run isn't bad. We saw Raheem Mostert set a Dolphins franchise record in terms of touchdowns that year, and a lot of it's coming out of the backfield. So to me, I just think you just lean into your most talented players. Use them, and to me, that's where I would go in terms of finding an identity. It seems so simple. I know it's not the NFL, like, there's a lot of moving parts, but if it were me, I would go back to more of the track meet style, get those guys going. Even Malik Washington, I mean, he had packages last year where you saw some flashes of that speed. I just like what they have at wide receiver, and until they can tell me that and show me they can run the ball, just lean on those guys.
Yeah, I'm with that. Who do you think they're closer to, being the team that they were in 2023 or being the team that we saw last season? Because I've made the case to Crowder and Solana and Jimmy that, hey, ignore last year. Like, only worry mm-hmm. about 2023 when Tua was healthy. Whatever you saw right. last year was, to me, an aberration. I expect them to look like they looked in 2023. Which one do you think is the closer to this team being this season?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to say they're closer to 2023, but I'm going to caveat this, because last year, that was just frustrating. That was just a frustrating year because of the injury at quarterback, him in and out of the lineup. So then that's why I said, like, that's, to me, that's the baseline. If that's how bad it's going to be again, you know, this team's going to be, I think, at worst, 7 wins. But there was just so many times that season, 2023, where it looked like opposing defenses just had no answers. And then there was times where some teams seemed to figure it out, like the Baltimore Ravens. It's find the middle ground of whatever 2023 was. It's not the 70 points, and then it's not the team that, you know, went into Baltimore and got blasted. It's somewhere in the middle where you're seeing a lot of production, where you're seeing Tua being, look, that year Tua was the number one passer in the league in terms of yards.
and he was top five in terms of touchdowns. He had 29 that year. It's got to be, he's got to be somewhere in that 1 to 8 range for this offense to me to be clicking at what we remember seeing in 23.
And Mike, speaking of Tua, it runs through him. The team, I don't say the offense, the team runs through him. If they don't get the, you know, mid-20s, you know, high 20s, 30s, like, I don't think they're going to win, you know, choke teams out defensively. But is our concern of the backup quarterback something bigger this year because of what we saw with Tim Boyle and Huntley and all those guys last year? Like, when Zach Wilson gets in the game now, you really have to pay attention, don't you?
Yeah, so think about this. So last year, in terms of passing plays of 20 or more air yards, the Dolphins had 10 all season. And that was, I believe that was tied for 31st in the league, where the year before they were first. So, and you can see even Tua, his air yards last year took a bit of a dip. That's why I think like he's got, the offense has to go back to that 2023 style, and having your quarterback room, your backup quarterback room set, you know that these are the guys, you know, you're not going back and forth, or all of a sudden in the end of July or mid August, you got to find a new guy. No, the fact that these guys are going to be in it, and, you know, Zach Wilson has experience as a starter in this league, you feel a little bit better about that stuff and maybe trust it. Look, if Quinn Ewers it gets in there at any point, something terrible has gone wrong. Right, to like two quarterbacks have gone down. You probably feel better.
Zach Wilson's no good. Just a possibility.
Which, you know, but at least you've seen him start NFL games before.
Well, that's why I say maybe he's no good, because I've seen him.
Right. I know. But at least there was some plan to address it this year. Where last year it felt like it was just kind of like trying to play catch up the entire time something bad happened at the quarterback position.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.